Welcome back to our 2014 training camp preview of the Miami Dolphins. Greg Likens, John Kajemi here, and next we look at the offensive line. This is a unit that has the biggest spotlight on it after giving up 58 sacks last season, a franchise worst. But, John, they've done a lot during the offseason to really revamp this offensive line, including in free agency and the draft. Let's start with free agency. Brandon Albert, Shelly Smith, Jason Fox, the names that they brought in via free agency.
Well, there's no question, Greg, this was the biggest concern of the offseason for the Miami Dolphins, trying to shore up not only the left side of the line of scrimmage, but multiple positions due to many reasons in the offseason. And it starts with Brandon Albert on the left side. He's the perennial Pro Bowler. He's very athletic for his size. He will anchor down the left side. And once you see him on the field practicing and going through the drills, you know why he was so coveted a couple of years ago by the Miami Dolphins, and now finally a Miami Dolphin in 2014. Jason Fox, he brings some versatility to the tackle spot. He could play left side or right side, coming over in free agency from the Detroit Lions. Very athletic as well. And Shelly Smith, he's going to be penciled into that right guard spot. A need for the Miami Dolphins. Only 8 starts historically and for his career. But I believe he'll be able to mature through John Benton, the offensive line coach, one of those guys that he's coached before. So I think there's some familiarity there.
All right, there's free agency. Now we look to the draft. Number 19 overall pick, first rounder out of Tennessee, Juwan James, who already we've seen the offseason workouts. He's really cemented into that right tackle spot.
Well, he looks great. He looks great for a young guy coming in. The number one draft choice of the Miami Dolphins, the 19th selection. He looks like he's been there for a while, and he's got that mean streak you're looking for an offensive lineman. He's very athletic, getting to the second level, doesn't lose his balance very often, and he's very sturdy and very quick with his feet and his hands in pass protection. So he's going to be a day one starter for the Miami Dolphins. You just hope that he matures quick enough for the New England Patriots come September.
All right, the real question mark on the offensive line will be at left guard. You've got a couple of past third-round picks, one from 2014 in Billy Turner, the other from last season in Dallas Thomas, competing at that left guard spot. Also, the team just signed 9-year veteran Darren College, who will be a major factor in this competition.
Well, Greg, you mentioned the years of service. Darren College, a 9-year veteran. Coach Joe Philbin has experience coaching him in Green Bay, so at least it gives you the experience and position flexibility in the middle, adding Darren College. As far as the two young guys go, I believe Dallas Thomas.
He's going to get the first nod, and I think he should. He was bounced around a little bit last year, and I think that hurt his maturity level. Wasn't sure if he was a tackle, wasn't sure if he was a guard. Now Joe Philbin and John Benton and staff pencil him in on the left side. He's 100% healthy. That should help Dallas Thomas. But Billy Turner, he's another intriguing guy the Miami Dolphins look to in the third round of this year's draft. Played tackle in college, was very successful at the right side. They're moving him inside, which I think as a pro would give him an advantage and maybe a jump start to get on the field a little bit quicker for the Miami Dolphins.
All right, and then the stalwart, the one holdover on the offensive line from the starting unit is Mike Pouncey, coming off his first Pro Bowl campaign. Unfortunately, he's going to miss an extended period of time due to a hip injury. John, who do you see on this Dolphins roster replacing Mike Pouncey at center?
Well, Greg, with the news Mike Pouncey sidelined for the beginning of the season, that means the pressure will be put on Sam Brenner and Tyler Larson at the center position. Those guys will have to work between each other side by side and see who comes out the winner, but don't discount Nate Garner. He's the veteran of the group. Last year when Mike was sidelined, he was able to step in and play quite well at the center position. So Sam Brenner, Tyler Larson, Nate Garner will have to get up to speed in a hurry.
All right, there's our preview of the offensive line. Next, we'll look ahead to the defensive secondary for this Dolphins team.